young Gerald, Jeremiah. Yeah, my whole life I've been written off like a sick kid who's spitting cough. Now it's all changed, I blew up, I'm lifting off. The whole time I just been cut from different cloth. This is cashmere, is that clear? Catching paper cuts from the paper I counted the past year. A monster, a beast, except I'm nastier. So if you need a favor, then put your cash here. From the woodworks, now they all call, but I'm in a different league.
From the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, it's the return of Mr. 100 and Five Star Man with me, Mr. 100, Shannon Young, Five Star Man, Asa Gray down at the end of the table.
Hello.
And Ali Hebert next to us.
Hello.
I guess it's been a week and a half since we did this last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took 4th of July off, had the Bean Festival.
Yup.
Which went off without a hitch.
As we knew it would. When it comes to the beans, nothing could go wrong.
No, nothing could go wrong because no one came out for it.
You betrayed us, listeners. You knew.
I think we had maybe two people, three people that came in, and we did indeed give them beans. And one of the people that we gave beans ended up being a customer for life now, from what they tell me. So that's good.
Also, didn't we have someone bring in a can of beans?
We had two people bringing beans.
It's true. Yeah. Bryant, our friend Bryant, Diebold, and
Ethan
from the show brought in a can of beans. So for the beans that we gave away, they were quickly replaced by bigger cans of beans.
Yes.
So...
And actually, we got those before we even gave away cans.
I think we still have a can of beans running around here somewhere.
Probably. I do think I've seen one. Dante keeps forgetting his.
Nah, old Dante's got all kinds of problems. Well, let me give you a little backstory on tonight's episode. So, originally, here's the plan that I had for it. And also, if Ace is a little low, that's my fault. Because I kind of said, hey, it's fine, let's go with it. But since we all talk at once, it's hard for me to tell just how well that sounds. So, if Ace is a little low, that's my fault. I apologize.
I'm the whisper.
You're the bean whisperer. here's some insight into tonight's episode. Originally, the topic that I wanted to talk about was celebrity status and why we do the things we do here on the show and what the reason is behind it. And part of that came from, I saw a story today about PewDiePie, and I think Jesse shared it this morning, or maybe it was Hunter. It was one of the guys in the chat. But that it came out that he's been paid to do reviews or whatnot, videos about certain things, certain games, and that he was paid to do it, and he did not disclose that he was paid to do it. And it just got me thinking about, you know, what those guys do. There's a reason they do what they do, and that's because they make a lot of money off of it.
So much money.
Yeah.
I feel like it probably did start as a labor of love, because before these guys were popular, I mean, before... YouTube's only been around for a couple years. Everybody seems to forget that. And only in the last 2-3 years, we've really seen a rise of celebrities in the YouTube world. I myself did not buy into the celebrity of the YouTube celebrities until recently, maybe about a year ago. I finally changed my mind about it and realized that I might know who F. Murray Abraham is, but doesn't mean you do. He's a big star in my mind.
I've heard the name, but I could have sold him something tonight, and I wouldn't have known it.
It's just in the same vein that you know who Danny Sexbane
right.
is, and mm-hmm. I have no clue.
Yeah.
So to me, that means, well, he's just a YouTube celebrity. That's not a real celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just not true. The rule book's out the window. Before, it was movie stars are the movie stars.
Right.
But now you have legitimate movie stars coming out of places like YouTube, and PewDiePie is definitely, I would say, the leader of the bunch. He's the most successful one, as far as I know, unless I'm wrong.
Unless something's changed, he is the highest paid YouTuber.
Yeah, I don't know that at all. I know he's like one of the he's one of the big names when it comes to like Let's Players and
yeah,
things of that nature.
I mean, working here at the store, I've watched, especially in Jackson, I've watched so many people watch him play versus them playing the games that they're watching him play, which right. is always kind of funny to see. But we're going to talk about that because why they do what they do is because they get paid a lot of money for it.
Mm-hmm.
They put together content. They do videos. And I thought, well, why do we do what we do here? I'm asking you, why do we do what we do here? And the reason I ask is because, I don't know. We've been doing this for a year and a half. And well, I sometimes sit there and I think, why do we keep going? Why? Mm-hmm. This started off as a thing that I just kind of wanted to do. I wanted to get it out of me. And I feel like it's out of me now. So why do I keep coming back to it? And I don't know. I don't know. And And we were going to have Mike Branham on. He was going to come on and talk with us.
Turtle Con.
Mike Branham is still hungover from the Pokemon Adventures last night, apparently. So he will not be attending the show tonight. I personally, like, in full disclosure, leading up to this show, I didn't want to do it the entire time. And I still don't want to do it. Like, I'm sitting here right now staring at the mic going, I don't want to be here.
I mean, we can just can yeah, it right like, now.
No.
If you don't.
No, I'm here and I want to do it, but I don't want to do it. You remember we talked a couple weeks ago about the effects of depression.
Right.
And how it can just strangle you and make you not want to do things. So that's what it is. I want to do it, but I don't want to do it.
Right.
You know, it's one of those things that I'm sure once we're getting into it, I'm going to be much more excited about it because I do want to talk. I like to talk. But at the same time, I think I've spoken 10 words in the past few hours.
Yeah.
Otherwise. Yeah. You know?
Which, and I mean, like, cause.
Which is, it's usually,
so, well, and just a little
used
bit
to be unusual for me.
As a bit of background, I closed at the store tonight. Shannon and Allie were here. You were playing Dark Souls. And
yeah.
And usually when that happens, there's, you know, we're throwing It's Always Sunny quotes at each other and, like, talking about whatever game, whoever's playing. It was more quiet. I could tell something was up, but I've been there before. I've seen you be there before, so I kind of, It's okay. I'm okay. Cause I know, like, somewhere in your brain, you're kind of like, oh, I don't want him to think I'm mad at him.
Well, that's the worst part about
and
being.
And I don't, like.
The worst part about being down, mm-hmm. especially if you're like me or like you, cause some people can get away with it. Bob, my roommate, can get away with it because he's quiet anyway.
Right.
But when I'm down or when you're down, it's obvious.
Right.
Like, it's one of those things that we watched wrestling months ago. This was months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't feel right, mm-hmm. you know, mentally. So we're watching it and I'm quiet. And I think every single person at
I
the
remember,
event.
That was like one of the first ones too.
It was
an early one.
Every single person asked me, are you doing okay? Are you all right? And eventually I just kind of yelled, if the next person that asked me that, I'm going to, you know, scream
mm-hmm.
because it's frustrating. You want to be left alone.
Right.
When you're really down and when you're really upset, it is not a cry for help. It's not a, well, I'm being quiet because I want people to give me sympathy. No, I legitimately want to be left alone.
Right.
I'm not mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't your fault, but I need to be left alone right now.
Mm-hmm.
I try to pull myself out of that though. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
And it's getting harder.
Mm-hmm.
That's the frustrating part, you know. What were we talking about?
The YouTube.
YouTube. They get depressed on YouTube.
I mean.
Probably.
We've seen sad videos. Tennis ball thrown against the wall.
Oh my goodness.
Well, that's funny.
Oh.
The end of it. I'm still not convinced everyone saw.
I did.
Probably
the first
not.
Time.
Oh yeah.
Because they're like, what is up with it?
I remember you said you turned it off and I was like, no, it's, there's a joke to it. It's not just the most morbid thing in the world.
Oh, but it was fantastic. Is what
yeah,
it was.
And, it's so.
And I remember, like, I don't remember who posted it, like you said, but like the PewDiePie thing. But I didn't read the article. Like, I didn't click on the article because I'm not a fan of PewDiePie.
Oh, neither.
It's not like I have anything against him. Like, I don't actively dislike him. It's just that there's a small number of YouTube celebrities that or channels that I actively really follow.
Legitimately like.
And he doesn't, and, you know, I understand the appeal and.
I don't.
Like, really?
I don't. And maybe, you know, again, I don't have anything against the guy personally either.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him on Conan and I thought he was really personable on Conan. Anytime I've seen him outside of his own channel,
mm-hmm.
he seems like a legitimately nice guy. Like, he seems like a perfectly cool dude. But maybe it's just because I watched his channel in Jackson when, you know, Reagan and Riley and the regulars would say, hey, watch this. It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts off with that damn, hey, it's PewDiePie thing. And like, I checked out mentally.
Right.
Bad first impression. I could not watch him. So I don't buy into the PewDiePie hype. It's just a guy. Most of the time, it just seems like a guy screaming, you know,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of YouTube celebrities, especially the gameplay ones, that seems to be what it is. It's just people screaming and yelling things or cursing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking to myself, is this what passes for humor? This is entertainment these days? Old now.
The ones that I've seen that I think are funny are whenever they're playing, like, a scary game and they actually fall out of their chairs.
I mean, we liked watching Big E play Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Like, and that's kind of like, you know, that's on Xavier Woods' channel, the Up, Up, Down, Down.
Which is a great channel.
Which is a great channel, but also, you know, we're already such big fans of Austin Creed in general.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
it makes it easy. Like, okay, I will watch a thing that he does.
And I wonder that sometimes, you know, are we such big fans of Up, Up, Down, Down? Like, if we didn't like wrestling, would it have the same magic to us? And I don't think it would. I think part of the allure of Up, Up, Down, Down is that we as wrestling fans get to see, you know, these wrestlers outside of their element, that they're real people, that they, you know, I saw Bray Wyatt on there. I've seen Baron Corbin was on there playing Road Rash not too long ago, which was pretty awesome. But if we weren't wrestling fans, if these were just guys, I don't think it would be as entertaining.
And that's kind of what I've heard from people who aren't like, cause, you know, I've plugged that channel to everyone that'll listen.
Yeah.
And most of the, anytime someone has watched it, they like the episodes where it's Xavier Woods doing something.
Yeah.
Like on his own. But then like whenever the guest stars come in, unless it's like a big name like Jericho, or even like Sheamus doing the Turtles in Time one.
Yeah.
Like it's just kind of like, okay, well that's neat that he's playing with this guy, but they end up talking about wrestling a little bit, and that's where.
Or whenever he has like El Murfo, when he'll do videos.
Yeah, like
one of the other
guys. WWE playthroughs.
Yeah, it's you can tell that there's not nearly as much interest in those.
Yeah.
Which is sad because I think he does a good job.
Oh yeah, they're really good.
They're all really good on that channel. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of YouTube celebrities that I follow personally. There are a couple that I genuinely like though. I did not like Boogie2988. I think his name's Steve Williams is his actual name. I may be wrong on that. Cody.
And Francis.
Find out. See, I know you hate Francis. I know you hate Francis with passion.
I do.
But Francis, once I made the difference between Francis and Boogie, like Boogie just seems like a legitimately nice guy. Like his videos are so straightforward and like you and I talking to each other. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do crazy, like he doesn't yell and scream and do crazy stuff. He saves that for his characters.
Right.
He seems like a perfectly normal guy. Same thing with the Angry Video Game Nerd. I'm a fan of his.
Yeah, I don't like him either.
But again, you have to separate the AVGN from James Rolfe, who I think is a fantastically talented person.
Mm-hmm. I think my deal with the difference between like Boogie and Francis is that I understand that Francis is a character. I know that that's not just a person behaving that way, saying these things. It's just I have been around people who do act that way.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those like, nope, I can't deal with it.
Right.
And so that followed by, and I'm sure like Boogie's videos are good. Like, and like you said, I'm sure he's a great guy. And I've seen some of his stuff he puts out really well spoken, well thought out arguments. It's hard for me to separate that.
The two.
Like, I'm just, I know he doesn't do that, but it's like, I'm just waiting for the table flip and the lisp to kick in. And well,
what I love about Boogie, especially, Boogie is, he is what I want. If I were to do YouTube stuff, he is what I would want to do. His videos are just him talking to the camera. Mm-hmm. That's it. I think before he used to do Let's Plays, and I think he still does. He has a gaming channel. Mm-hmm. But the videos I watch are literally just a camera and he's talking to it. He's talking about issues. He's talking about video game issues, whatever. And that's the kind of thing I really like. Like just talking. It's so normal. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have any crazy noises or sound effects, gimmicks or anything like that. He's just talking, and that he can be successful doing that is incredible to me, because who watches YouTube channels just to hear someone talk to you anymore? The attention span of the youth today, Allie.
I think the reason that those aren't as popular as like a lot of the ones with, you know, the over the top characters is because whenever you do that kind of video, to me, it adds an extra step to have to watch it. Cause like if he put out a podcast, I might listen to the podcast, but with YouTube, unless you're paying for YouTube Red or whatever it is, and you have to have the app open. You have to have the screen going.
Right.
If you're like, cause most of the YouTube that I watch is on my phone.
Yeah.
So like if I could do it on a tablet or a computer where I could just like go open up a different tab and, you know, listen to it in the background, like that would go better. But I think there's a lot of people that are watching stuff on their phones now, and it's
actively
you need to be engaged enough to not want to, especially because I don't know if a lot of people are like me where it's like if I'm on an app, I'm going to switch apps within 15 seconds more than likely. And so to just have my phone in my hands and not constantly be touching something, doing something, starting a different app, typing something out, like that's just how my brain like deals with my phone now.
And I am old fashioned, I guess you could say, because what I like to do is I like to put on Boogie or Speed or podcasts that are on YouTube. I'm actually one of those guys that listen to podcasts on YouTube mm-hmm. with just a still picture mm-hmm. and set it into, you know, my second window or whatever and then scroll on the first one. And I just like to listen to people talk. Yeah. You know, I really do. I don't like the YouTube style of quick cuts and screaming and stuff like that. It bothers me. I don't know why it bothers me so much, but it always has. And Allie, I know you're not so much into the gaming side of YouTube per se, although you do like, what is it? Don't tell me. Is it Smosh?
Yeah, but I don't really watch their gaming channel.
They have other channels?
Their main channel isn't a gaming channel. It's a, shorts. They do shorts.
Yeah, I mostly know Smosh. I know Smosh Games.
Yeah,
Smosh.
Yeah,
but I didn't know
that. It's actually like Smosh Games is normally a completely different group of people than the main channel.
Oh. And you also like Grace Helbig?
Yes.
I like Grace Helbig.
I like Hannah Hart too.
Yeah.
I've not watched much of her.
She's really good, like, what she did, like, as a, like, how she started her channel versus, like, what it's turned into is, and it's, if you go through and, like, watch her videos in order, the transformation is incredible. Like, one, she looks like a completely different person now.
Oh, yeah.
But
for the better or the worse? Like, are you
for
saying
the better? Like, she looks
like better production values, or she sold out?
Way better production values.
Okay.
I mean, there's a hint of like the kind of selling out thing, but I would never accuse anyone of that. Just because, like, if Nintendo came to me and said, "Listen, we've heard this show called Nerd Up. You have some harsh things to say about it. How about take this money and take this prototype of the NX, where it's a jump rope that you have to use to play games now, but be positive about it." Absolutely. Okay.
See,
yeah.
See,
like, I'm getting, I'm fit now.
More than
you
like,
just
more than, I mean, I say that, like, I mean, that's very much mostly a joke, but at the same time, like,
I was about to say, cause that's what PewDiePie did. That's what they did. They went to PewDiePie and said, "Here's money. Here's this game, Shadows of Mordor.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you say great, let's only say good things about it." And he said, "Cool." And then didn't disclose.
See, that's
that
the difference,
that.
Though, is like the disclosure is what's huge there.
It is.
Like Gerard, the Completionist.
Yeah.
He's another guy who does. I watch his channel because he does where he goes, runs down, kind of reviews games where he does 100% completion on stuff. And then he also has a Let's Play channel. Like, so he keeps those kind of separate. I think his reviews are really good. He actually is, I don't know if he's actively paid by Nintendo or if, they just, like, he has some sort of deal with them because he's gotten early access to, like, the Star Fox game. He's met with, I think he might have actually met with Miyamoto.
Now, when you say he has early access and stuff like that, does he only do positive reviews and points?
Most of his stuff is, most of the things he says are positive, but he flat out says in the beginning of every one of those videos, "Hey, Nintendo and I have some sort of agreement going. They will say, you can say whatever you want about it. This doesn't have to be a positive review. If you don't like the game, you're free to say what you want about it, you know, but they're giving him access." So he's been very upfront with at least that aspect of it. A lot of the stuff that he's, like the Star Fox game, he kind of mentioned how good it looked. And I was just like, that's...
Is he doing the ECW thing of promoting the positives and shying away from the negatives?
Yeah, a little bit. Which, I mean, I understand, like, okay, but at least he's honest about the fact that he's working with Nintendo.
And I've always wanted something like that. You know, I always say that the goal, going back to why do we do what we do, kind of tying into it,
mm-hmm.
I always said that my goal through this was I've always wanted to do something like what Hunter does with The Fix,
mm-hmm.
or more to precisely what, you know, George Nori does with Coast to Coast. I'd like to do actual legitimate, "Hey, I'm on the radio. Listen to me at this point every night." But at the same time, when I think about the lack of freedom in that, because whenever you sign on to do something major, you're basically a corporate entity at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Like these guys on YouTube, or I'm sure George Nori is also, I mean, clearly a corporate, you know.
You just have to find some sort of corporation that as best lines up with the things that you're wanting to talk about and your viewpoints.
Which isn't going to happen. For me, it's very difficult. So that's why I continue to do my little podcast show. And sometimes we have the little guy, the real guy from Little Rock in here. And, you know,
that's still one of my favorites.
But I don't want to sell out. I never wanted to. I don't want to sell out and like become, I don't know. I don't want to be a guy that promotes things because I'm paid to.
Mm-hmm.
I've never wanted to do that. I've always had a problem with that. Going all the way back to when I worked at GameStop, part of the reason I left GameStop, quote unquote, is because I hated them trying to shill me into shilling you.
Right.
And I got so fed up with it.
They pushed two worlds.
Yeah.
So it's a groundbreaking RPG.
That's a deal breaker, ladies. See, it's stuck in my head.
Deal breaker.
I never wanted to do that. And so then I thought, well, why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? Because even the guys that are doing this, like, online, the guys that you think are independent, the ones that you think, okay, these guys have, because I have a lot of respect for these YouTube guys and these podcast guys that took their own thing. They didn't have any contracts. They didn't have anyone backing them. They just said, I have an idea. I have a voice. I want to do it. And they mm-hmm. did it. But now you find out more and more, even these guys are being backed. They're being paid to say the things that they are saying. So then what's the point of doing this? There's no such thing as free speech anymore. Everything's bought off. And if you want to be successful, if Bookie says it in his videos, there is a list of people on YouTube who get, preference over everybody else. You know, they're the big guys. And if you want to get anywhere near their success, you got to play ball. I don't want to play ball. I've never wanted to play ball.
Well, and
I suck at ball.
And even if, you know, if Boogie isn't necessarily playing ball, like if he's not in that echelon.
Yeah.
You know, he's clearly made a comfortable
living
for himself, or, he's created his platform of where he's able to do pretty much what he wants. He doesn't have to necessarily answer to anybody.
No.
And
has put out a couple apology videos though, recently especially.
Really?
Where he'll say something in one video that, and this is the other big part of when you do become successful, because we here at Podzilla 1985 have met with moderate success with our little podcast. We are global. People listen to us from all over the world, and I'm very happy about that. We absolutely cherish every single person that listens to the show, and that's no joke. But, and part of the reason we switched the show around a little bit was because it came to a point where we were so successful, we were worried about losing our success because of the things we say on the show. Because sometimes the language gets salty, the subjects get dark, or they get a little bit opinionated to the point that it could be controversial. And we have not met the success that they have met, so we can get by with just ignoring it. Oh, Shannon said something stupid on the last show? Forget it. We'll just keep going. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But for a guy like Boogie, when he says something that is his opinion that might not, you know, speak to a majority of his audience or even a significant portion of his audience,
mm-hmm.
he then puts out an apology video trying to win those people back because you don't want to lose subscribers.
Right.
Which we've lost subscribers recently.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I wonder if it's because of the things we said or the fact that we don't say them anymore. Like, how many people tuned in for Weenie in the Butt and are disappointed that I'm not just throwing out the N word every 5 seconds? Like, you know, I'm not going to do.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think there's, you know, an audience for both.
There most that makes certainly sense. Is.
Like, especially with Boogie, like, I think it's a, And there have been times where, like, if we put forth an argument or a statement that isn't necessarily as well thought out or framed wrong, like, we'll go back and I think that's, because again, I know I have almost next to no knowledge of any of Boogie's videos. Like, I don't think we would ever necessarily apologize for an opinion.
Yeah.
As much as the way that we presented it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's something that he would also do, because especially you'd hate to lose any sort of fan base off of a miscommunication of a misunderstanding.
Which has happened to us a couple of times.
Yeah.
You know, we've said a couple of things and just didn't say it the right way.
Yeah.
Went back and kind of corrected ourselves a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't.
But I think there's a difference between that and.
Sorry, I felt this way.
And all well, that and also, you know, like. Okay, if Nintendo's next project is XYZ, it's going to be terrible. We're going to hate it. And then, like, oh, wait, well, Nintendo's actually sent us a couple of these. And
it's really good now.
We really need to backtrack. And, like, there's a difference between that.
Because, I mean, hell, we work at Gaming Grounds, and we've criticized this store and the owner quite a bit.
This store here at 709 Broadway for all your gaming needs.
Yeah.
I want to talk about it a little bit, because you use this phrase, sold out. That I have always found, like, interesting, because I feel like it's a phrase that not everyone necessarily has the same
definition of. Well, first off, the true definition of sold out, if I remember correctly, and Cody, correct me if I'm wrong, it was an NWO pay-per-view.
It was. Because NWO was a separate entity from WCW.
It was.
It just, because they were hijacking.
They got their program. Own pay-per-view.
Yeah. With Ring, never mind.
With their NWO refs, who, why would any WCW wrestler agree to a match with an NWO ref? That is the
Sweet child. Tomorrow. Sweet child. Don't think about it. Don't tomorrow. Think about it. Just tomorrow. Don't think about it.
Sorry.
Oh, no, not tomorrow. Just never. Just
never
just,
again?
Just,
okay.
Just rest no. your head. Rest all your right. head, little one. David Cross, I think, has the best definition of sold out, where people would come up to him and be like, hey, man, you sold out. How could you do Garfield? Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah.
How could you do Alvin and the Chipmunks? Well, basically, I needed a home for myself and my family. And believe it or not, in the current economy, you can't buy a house on bull hipster indie cred.
Yeah.
And he has done just everything he can to blast every single one of those movies that he's been in.
He has, and I have less of a problem that he was in them mm-hmm. and more that he blasts them afterwards.
Also that, yeah.
You know, I do have a little problem with that, but I also love David Cross.
Right.
Like, I absolutely adore him. So with Bob and David, they mm-hmm. had that joke where they meet the 72 virgins. Mm-hmm. And the one asks him, he goes, you did Alvin and the Chipmunks 3. Why? And he just shakes his head.
Yeah. So I think I think there's a difference between like going back to the Nerd Up example. Like, if Nintendo sends me a thing where I have to use a jump rope to play the next Mario game.
Yeah.
And then, but I'm just like, no, this is innovative. This is great. That would be selling out. But to take money from someone who has money and is offering you their platform to be able to speak on something.
Yeah.
Or that, like, I don't think that's necessary. Cause like Gerard, I wouldn't say he sold out based on the Nintendo stuff. Mm. Like, maybe he slants. Maybe he's a little bit kinder in his words, than he normally would be. But I don't think his core message is changing.
Then again, I feel like, and we talked about the Jamie Kennedy documentary, Heckler, quite a bit, because it started off so well and then it ended so poorly.
The first half of that movie is great.
But I think that we, as people that receive these entertainment goods, are so overly critical of them. That I don't have a problem with people kind of sugarcoating things sometimes of, well, yeah, okay, this thing is not the best, but here's the good aspects of it. As opposed to these reviewers.
Where they just go.
They just tear, not only tear into the product, but then say the guy that made it's awful. Yeah. He should kill himself. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
It's, and honestly, like, you can almost track it back to, I know it happened way before it, but like Simon Cowell on American Idol.
Yeah.
That's the first time I distinctly remember, and again, this could be way off, just this is a personal thing. Like, he's the first one that I can distinctly remember, like, oh, this is bad. I'm going to make you feel bad about doing bad.
And, what was the chef's name? Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
Same thing, where they take that approach of, not only do I dislike what you're doing, mm-hmm. but I'm going to make it personal.
Yeah.
And huge ratings.
Yeah.
Huge ratings.
And I used to love Yahtzee in Zero Punctuation mm-hmm. on The Escapist. I haven't watched one of his videos in so long because it's one of those things where the reason I stopped watching him is because he ignored something that was stated in a game so he could make an easy joke. And I'm like, but if people haven't played that game, it was Arkham City, and he complains about how it's this massive city. And no one's on the streets. There's no citizens. They never even mention it. But they do. Like, they say there's actual, like, you know.
There's actually in-game reason.
There's a curfew there's a blizzard coming in, so everyone is off the streets. Like, they mention it. And so if people who haven't played the game watch this video, then that's just kind of.
They're being misled.
They're going to be kind of misled. And for just take whatever the joke it was that he made. But the reason I started watching him was because, like, the bad games he reviewed, he tore them to pieces. He just shredded them.
Yeah, I feel like I should also mention that, you know, that's part of the reason I watch AVGN mm-hmm. was he shreds not just the game, but everybody involved with it. But if you, once you know that it's a character, you can go back, like, they have the Jame and Mike Mondays and they all these other things. And, like, they'll play Ninja Turtles, mm-hmm. which he absolutely tore apart in the video. And he'll say, there's a lot of problems with this video, or this game, but that was just for the video. I actually like this game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though this game has problems, I like it. The character I created tore it apart, but it's just a character. So I feel like that's different.
Whenever the character and the person, and then the person, like, behind the character have differing opinions like that, I don't really like that. Like, I kind of, if you can't also highlight the positives of something, like, but you also think that there are positives to it, that's almost dishonest to me.
Well, I think if, I guess, and maybe because it's from the character's point of view, I'm okay with it. In the same way that I wouldn't, you know, the running joke is that a woman sees her favorite soap actor on the street and throws water, drink in his face because of what he did on the show.
Yeah.
And you're like, you can't hold him responsible for what the character did.
Right.
You know, so I kind of put it in that same vein. Yeah. And the problem with it is it's so hard with YouTube, especially, to separate the characters from the real people. Because most people that know AVGN and see the James Rolfe, they just assume same guy, same guy, same, there's no character. That's just him.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know,
which,
like Francis and Boogie.
Yeah. Which, you know. And I'll say, like, the reason that I don't like AVGN isn't because, like, of the character or, like, not knowing it's a character or anything like that.
You just don't like the writing.
I hate the writing.
Yeah.
I think that if you were going to do, like, if he was doing a let's play of those games and he said diarrhea as much as he does, then okay. I still wouldn't enjoy it, but I get it. But he is sitting down.
He scripts it.
And scripting out, like, and that, cause but, that's the one that, that's the, and like, I don't say diarrhea randomly.
No.
Everything is
some variation of it.
Adjective diarrhea. And I just like, really? Like, come on. You can do better than that. You seem like a smart guy.
He is. And what's bad is, you know, he was one of the first YouTube gaming celebrities. I know there may have been a couple before him, maybe, but he's the first big one that I can remember. And I remember people telling me years ago, hey, you got to watch AVGN. And I watched the video and I didn't like it either. I was like, nah, I don't appreciate the humor. But the fact that he's been so successful, it's one of those things that just because I don't like that doesn't mean that's not what people like. I don't like Secret Life of Pets.
And
monster at the box office this weekend.
And I'm not monster. Saying like, you know, there's not a, you know, merit
there's a place
to it.
For it. Well,
yeah, it's just like, it's just personally,
I'm not a big fan of toilet humor in general. You know, I think the only reason I can stomach with him is because it's so over the top and you can, it's like Itchy and Scratchy. Right. I never got Itchy and Scratchy at first. I always thought, well, this is the dumbest thing. It's too violent. It makes no sense. I don't like it. And then I realized that's the joke.
Right.
It's over the top and it's making fun of things that are over the top. And then it clicked. And same thing with South Park. Mm-hmm. For the longest time, I didn't like South Park because I thought, well, it's so, you know, satirical in the way it deals with it. Like, that's the joke though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I woke. I was woke AF.
Stay woke.
Yeah.
Well, with back to the kind of selling out thing, I've noticed.
We didn't sell out.
I'm not talking about.
He bought in.
Okay. Okay. But in another, like in the music industry, a lot of bands or musicians that kind of have a steady sound and then they kind of change it, you're thought to sell out. If it sounds slightly more.
That irritates me.
That is one thing that I hate so much.
But the thing is, if they also don't change their sound,
like,
they're going to be boring.
Yeah. I'm not saying I hate that, like, when bands
change
their sound. Like, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is when their fans, and I use that term
very loosely. Very hard.
Like, oh man, Fall Out Boy was so much better before they had a major studio. You could tell that major studio, like no. You need to be happy. For these people that you support.
Absolutely.
The reason that they made those first albums that you love so much is so they could sign with a studio,
like,
to get paid so they can pay their bills and
so
not
they
have
can
to
be successful at
drive
this thing that
600
they do.
Miles in a van down by the river.
That's why I don't criticize Taylor Swift. You know, she's protective of her image, but I mean, she built that image. She worked hard for it.
There's,
she didn't sell out.
No.
There's also, like,
damn right I did.
One of my favorite bands, 21 Pilots, they started out very limited fan base, and now they're huge. And you'll hear people being like, well, you're not a real fan, you just, like, stressed out because you heard it on the radio. And the point of the reason they became a band was to reach out to people.
Yeah.
People like their music because it's relatable, and they want everyone to hear it and connect with it. And so you just...
Nobody writes music, in my opinion. No one writes music just to play in front of 200 people.
Yeah,
nobody becomes a musician because they want to stay in their garage. Mm-hmm. They want to be successful. And that's everything. You know, actors,
or like
they
people,
say actors sell out. Everybody sells out. I would sell out. But not in the sense that, like, no one could come to me right now. And I guarantee you this. And if anybody wants to try it, please do. No one could come to me right now and offer me money and say, I don't want you to say anything bad about Donald Trump anymore. I don't want you to say that gay rights are what you support. Here's how I want you to talk, and I will fund your show. I will not do it.
Right.
I will accept no amount of money. You can say whatever you want about my journalistic integrity, but it's intact. But at the same time, if someone came to me right now and said, here's $1,000 to be in Sharknado 5, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely would I do Sharknado 5.
And I think that's the... And that's
Sci-fi, kind of, I'm serious. $1,000, that's all it's going
to
take.
I mean, at this point, they're going to have to be dipping into local podcasts because they're running out of movie stars to kill off.
Quote, like, unquote,
like
movie stars.
Like, Sharknado 7, I'm pretty sure we're in.
Yeah.
And but that's kind of the point that I wanted to get at is because Chris Hardwick caught a lot of flack whenever Legendary Studios bought out Nerdist... Or he technically works for Legendary now. And one of the things that he did an entire show based on the sale and saying, listen, we talk about movies, we talk about games, we talk about all sorts of stuff on the show. Legendary is now acquiring us. That doesn't mean that if Legendary puts out something that isn't good, we're not going to say only good things about it because we have to. That is not what the deal was. The deal was, we want to be able to be a part of your brand, or we want to make money off of your brand, and then we're also going to give you funding to be able to do this other stuff.
Yeah.
Did Legendary have anything to do with Batman v Superman?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm trying to think, because there was a pretty hefty Legendary movie that came out that Matt Myra, one of the hosts, just hated.
Yeah.
And he did not mince words about it.
Well, it's...
And they even kind of made a joke about, like, oh, they're not going to like this upstairs. Like, but it was a joke because there's not going to be any kind of fallout from that.
No, it reminds me of the difference between, you know, I'm not trying to promote us here at Gaming Grounds, but it's just the honest to God truth. I know for a fact, and myself and Jesse, any of the guys that worked at GameStop can tell you, they've specifically told you to not say anything bad about any game anyone's looking at.
Right.
So if someone comes up, there was a game of, what is it called? Like Vampire Knight. Vampire Reign. Comes up and asks, how good is this game? Was supposed to say, it's amazing. I love it. Mm-hmm. We didn't, you know, but you could get in trouble for not saying positive things because they'd rather make money and let you lie to a customer as opposed to Gaming Grounds, which we're extremely honest here.
Yeah.
If you ask us, is this game good? We will answer truthfully to the best of our knowledge because we would rather you
made an informed opinion from a place that you can trust.
We'd rather you come back than just spend the money now and never come back again.
Right.
And that's how I feel about these shows is like, even if they work for this company, that they would rather keep their cred and maybe bash something that wasn't so good than just flat out lie to you and just go, oh yeah, Batman v Superman was the best superhero movie I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. The fight scenes were good.
when Chris Hardwick was doing that, like he kind of talked about, like, there's a difference between selling out is if Jack Daniels, because he's been sober for years now, I think he said like something like 13 years. Like, if Jack Daniels came and said, hey, here's money, advertise for us on your show. If he said yes to that, that would be selling out. If it's something that is contradicting a belief that you hold, that you've held for publicly, especially.
Yeah.
And then you turn and make a full 180 because that company or that brand or something is influencing you somehow via financially or, you know, you start to work for him, whatever. Like that, to me, that is what selling out is.
I believe that is the legitimate definition of selling out is going against your beliefs for something.
But getting successful or becoming popular isn't selling out. Like, the people are like, oh, you only like 21 Pilots because you heard him on the radio. I bet you don't even know what the drummer had for breakfast today. You're not a real fan.
Yeah. It's...
What did he have for breakfast today?
I
imagine she would
know.
No!
If you're a real fan.
Yeah.
If you don't follow his housekeeper's Instagram, I'm not even going to talk to you right now.
Pleb. What do you want? Team Instinct? Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
It's so unimportant. I don't even remember the name of it.
It's fine. Don't waste
Red or Dead.
Don't waste the brain.
If I see anyone flashing blue, I'm shooting them on the spot.
Valor Club for life.
I love that shirt,
by the
way.
Too sweet.
We'll talk about Pokemon in a second. And we'll still get to that in a little bit. I want this show to be successful, but I don't know what success means anymore.
Right.
Like, what are we aiming for?
To me, the good thing about that is, because this is yours, like,
was.
I mean,
it's ours.
I know you say ours, but in reality, I don't think anyone is going to disagree with you that this is yours. Like, Nerd Up is Jesse's, that's part of yours, but like everything else, and like the sports show's Cody's, but really, you are the umbrella that
I'm Vince McMahon.
Yeah, like, and so if someone came to you and said, hey, I can't think of any of the podcasting groups, right? Like, Podcast One. comes to you and says, hey, we want you on our network. Here's, you know, the advertise, like, here's like a list of advertisements you have to read before every show, but we'll give you money to do this. There's a difference between, okay, I will read an advertisement before, you know, before the show starts.
Yeah.
Versus, okay, hey, so we're going to give you money. You are now a Trump supporter, and WWE, Vince McMahon is a genius. He's the only positive.
He's the only genius.
Yeah, like he's, yeah. You know, no other wrestling company matters. You can't talk about TNA. You can't talk about ROH.
And
New
I wouldn't
Japan.
Do that. I wouldn't do that.
That, like,
success.
To me, like, that would be you selling out, saying, okay, we're only going to do WWE, and it's only going to be positive things. Versus, okay, you know, we're going to.
Here's an advertisement for WWE.
Here's an advertisement for WWE, or like, here's an advertisement for stamps.com.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's.
Yeah.
Did they get to you? Did stamps.com get to you?
Stamps.com/WTF?
What?
What?
I would love to sell this somewhere. Like, I would love for Podzilla to become something, you know, more than it is. But at the same time, I don't know.
Well, and that's, like I said, like...
I get fed up with doing the show for free, you know?
Well, and that's what I was trying to get at, is, like, you know, if it comes to that, like, you are in control. Like, you're the one that is going to be able to shoot down the, no, I'm not compromising the topics that we talk about or the opinions that we hold. Like, I'm instead going to find something else.
Do it for free.
And that's how a lot of them started too, is it's just like, okay, I want to do this thing.
Yeah, that's how great things start, is you just have an idea and you go, I want to do this. When I did Blogzilla, I wrote that article on GameStop, which was wildly successful, probably the most successful thing I've ever done. Mm-hmm. And that depresses me. that is the most successful thing I've ever done, is badmouth GameStop. And it wasn't even a good article.
Right.
Like, it's not even an article that I'm proud of. I did a great article on gun violence years ago, before, you know, the insanity of now. I did this great article that's like third in the list of best articles on my site of most viewed, behind GameStop and the Fappening. You know, I'm not even proud of the GameStop article, but because it was a hot topic and everyone knows GameStop, and someone we know posted it on Reddit, and then it blew up and it became the most successful thing I did. Everyone told me you should do advertising. Like, as many hits as you're getting, because I was getting 10, 20,000 hits an hour. It was ridiculous. Like, you need to do, you know, advertising right now. Strike while the iron is hot. Mm-hmm. Make some money off this. So I started to, and halfway through it, I clicked out of it. I'm like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to sell advertisements and make money off this. And then everybody's like, well, then why are you doing it? Mm-hmm. Like, you're the last person in the world that wants to do it just to do it, that you don't want to make money off of it. Of course I want to make money off of it, but only if it's how I want to make money off of it.
Right.
I just want to be given money to do the show with no strings attached.
Right. Just Rockefeller comes in, like, here's a bag of money.
Here's a briefcase.
Bye.
Take what you need. And then Jesse promoted this Patreon thing to me, which I'm like, okay, that's a good idea. People can pay for us if they like us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some Patreons, I guess they're called, or Patreons, Patriots, whatever. I don't know where that money goes. I'm pretty sure Jesse spends it on drugs. I don't have that.
No, that's not.
That's a joke.
That's not confirmed.
That's a joke. But that's about as far as it goes.
We actually do know exactly where it goes. It goes to the mic stands and the cables that we are still paying off of the Patreon money.
So, yeah. But gorgeous mic stands.
They are. Yeah. They go up and down.
The cables are lovely. They come in different colors. Those colors match the windbreakers on the
windbreakers.
Don't think that's what they're called.
I was going to say screen protector, but that's not
screen protector.
Windscreen. I don't know.
I think windscreen is what it actually is called. Because windbreaker is what Sinbad wears.
Yeah.
It's a jacket.
I think I'm wearing one right now. I don't know. It's North Face.
It's not bright enough. I mean, to be a true windbreaker, it has to be bright colors.
When you say North Face, you say quality.
Yeah. Wait, what?
What?
I can't tell if he's making fun of me or not.
No, I'm absolutely... This is not a paid advertisement for North Face. But since you brought it up...
It is comfortable.
Oh, isn't it the most comfortable? And warm.
I think the only thing we've ever advertised on this show, legitimately, is Villainous Grounds.
Yeah.
In Perryville. Because it's a product we believe in.
It's the best comic store.
It literally is. I've gone up there recently. It's the best comic store. And they have amazing coffee. Mm-hmm. That's a place. That's the comic equivalent of what I want video games to be.
It's not.
Yes. So it's a great place. So we definitely promote that. We're not paid to do it.
Oh no,
we just like them.
Yeah, we don't, and it's and you know it's you know we don't get any kind of like bonus from it.
No, we don't.
Like them
we don't get a discount.
Like, I think Jesse talked about like he the last time they went up, they kind of mentioned like, oh yeah, we talk about you guys all the time on our show, it's like, and they showed genuine. They showed genuine appreciation.
He did, just yeah. Because... He went and downloaded a bunch of the podcasts. He said, next time we come in, the drinks are free.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's every time. I wish. That'd be fantastic because they have amazing coffee. Mm-hmm. We also promote Gaming Grounds because most of us work here.
Right.
And it's a store that I like. I've always liked it. And mm-hmm. I think it's, you know, problems aside, kids aside, kids today aside, and ones that call me gay aside. it's a great store. What else have we promoted? We promote, that's it.
Like actively, yeah. I mean, there's been stuff that we've endorsed, like movies and
yeah.
shows. Like it's so at this point, we could probably say that we promote It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia
yeah.
as much as just recite. At this, we might have actually recited the entire series line by line.
I'm wondering if we have a contract with Pokemon because we have done so many Pokemon shows in the past few months, which isn't bad considering I have no interest in Pokemon at all. Don't. You know, the Pokemon Go is the most I've ever put into Pokemon. Speaking of, see, Allie, there's these things you can ride. You know what they're called?
No.
A lot of people have them on college campuses.
I don't know.
You know what it is?
No.
It's a Segway.
And that's what I just did. Are you sure?
My head was transition and I was like, where is he going with
he was
this?
Like, he said ride. I was thinking coattails.
I missed the word segue. And my brain just could not come up with it.
The segue. Perfect segue, by the way. It's future proof is what it is.
Oh,
if you've looked outside lately, and you know, thank you for the talk about the YouTubes and stuff. I thought that was good. That was good.
I liked it.
Yeah. Moving on. If you've looked outside or been outside or seen people outside recently, more than likely they're carrying their phones on them. And there's one particular reason, and it's no longer porn.
It's, yeah.
That's the important
thing. It's the one thing that's closing out porn on screens.
YouPorn actually announced today that Pokemon Go has exceeded porn as the most looked up thing or most used thing on the internet. Porn is no longer number one.
Well, because I remember when Fallout 4 came out, like Pornhub...
They posted their
like stats and it's like the site visits dropped like
dramatically
however many percent yeah. So I guess Pokemon Go is having the same effect. Yeah.
Pokemon Go is it's a cultural phenomenon right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, right. See, and that's the
important
yeah,
thing.
Right
we
now.
talked a little bit about it on Nerd Up.
Porn is permanent.
then now forever. I don't know how long it'll last. Like, on the one hand, it's kind of amazing to go downtown because here in Cape Girardeau, the riverfront is the downtown area. And there are at least 12 to 15 Pokestops.
Yeah.
And a couple, and not even counting just Broadway, the stuff like, if we walked from here, from Gaming Grounds, down Broadway Street to get to downtown, we would pass about another 6 to 8.
Yeah.
I'd say. And more going the other direction too. So the other night, it was kind of amazing to see people sending these screenshots of every single one of those Pokestops had lures attached to them. I've been told 100+ people just wandering around downtown with their phones out looking for Pokemon.
I mean, every day. You see it every day. People just wandering around with their phones out.
And we have these big windows, so we see groups of, like, all night tonight, all evening, I was seeing people, groups of 3, 4, 5, just walking by all staring at their phone. Because
people come in the store. On their phone.
Yeah.
And they'll walk in and say, there's a Meowth around here somewhere. Not in our store, unfortunately.
No.
Cause I still don't have one. You wonder when people are going to get tired of chasing the carrot. You know?
I think I have an answer to that because I think I'm at that point. I have, I think it's like 55 Pokemon right now. Or it's in my Pokedex. And I've gotten to the point where everywhere I've gone, I feel like I've found the only ones that I'm missing are like the rarer ones.
Yeah.
And though, like, there's only so many Rattatas and Pidgeys and Venonats and Doduos that I can really, before I start to get a little bit less bored and more just kind of frustrated. Like, okay, cause with the base Pokemon games, there's a progression. Like, you go to Route 1, you're only going to find 3 types of Pokemon.
Right.
But that's so you can make your Pokemon stronger to go farther to and finally get to Route 2.
Yeah.
And
to
then
fight
Route
the
2 has new Pokemon and yeah, and so and so. Pokemon Go doesn't have that.
No, it completely lacks progression. I mean, it has progression, but it's so different from the the legitimate Pokemon games.
It's so different, and it's so just, okay, you download the app, and like I said on Nerd Up, like, do you have questions? Yes. We bet you do. Good luck. Go have fun.
There are 100 people down at the riverfront if you want to go talk to them.
Yeah, try to figure stuff out.
And that's the best part about Pokemon Go, though, I think. I don't know if you guys talked about this on Nerd Up. I haven't listened to it yet. But the social aspect of Pokemon Go, I've never seen anything take off like this. Say what you will about the game, because in my opinion, here's one of those controversial statements. In my opinion, the game is fairly boring.
The app is garbage.
It's buggy, it's glitchy, it's boring, there's next to nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, it has captured so many people that you would not expect to, and they're all congregating, they're helping each other.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about this, you know, Red or Dead, Valor Club, stuff like that. People are making
the official team. Of Gaming Grounds and Podzilla.
Except for Steven.
Team Valor.
He went Mystic.
Well, Steven isn't really part of Podzilla, so.
Or the store. but yeah, we've turned it into a thing that's, you know, we've made it more enjoyable. It's like Ultima Online. Ultima Online was great, but it was the community that made it legendary.
Mm-hmm.
And Pokemon goes the same way. The game is what it is. It's Pokemon Lite. If Ultima Online is an MMO and World of Warcraft was the casual MMO, then Pokemon is the game, and then this is the World of Warcraft version of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's casual. Anybody can download the app for free. They can flick a ball at something. There's not a lot of thought that goes into it. The mm-hmm. most you have to do is maybe throw a berry at them first to try to trick them. I don't know how that works.
They're distracted eating the berry.
But it's brought people together. We've organized a PokeWalk for this Thursday night. It's 6 o'clock. We're meeting up here at Gaming Grounds on Broadway in Cape Girardeau. And we're going to go down to the river and we're going to walk around and catch Pokemon. And it seems so pointless. It seems so like, why? Why are you doing that? What is the point of this? What are you going to get out of this in the long run? Nothing. But
you're going to have very cute little pictures of Pokemon on your phone.
That's actually one of the coolest things.
That's like the only reason I have it.
That's one of my favorite things is like people posting the snapshots of like Pokemon using the AR.
Oh yeah, if you don't have the AR turned on.
I don't have mine turned on.
Do you not?
No.
Really? Can you not? Or, cause some people are bugged.
I can, but I don't like it as much. Like, it's easier to catch Pokemon whenever it's not on for me. Because like, whenever it's on, if you move your phone at all, like, the Pokemon moves there. So like if you round a corner and like as you're trying to capture something, you have to, even though you were facing south as you were walking and now you're facing north, you have to have your phone facing south.
Cause that's where
so
it
you
was.
Have to like be walking backwards or walking on a side cause that's where it was.
Yeah.
And also someone said, I don't even know if this is true at this point, but someone told me that it eats up more of your data and battery.
That's what, well, my brother said it eats up more of your battery. I don't know about data.
I can see it definitely eating up battery because I mean your camera's on.
Yeah. So I turned it off and I just do the generic background. But also like just being outside, like there's only a, like, yeah, it's kind of neat seeing it there. Like, but some of them are like the Magikarp and the frying pan.
The Pidgey and the trash.
Diglett, the Weedle and the, on your knee.
Diglett coming out of the toilet. Like, yeah, there's certain stuff like that where you can make them entertaining.
You make them funny.
Yeah.
But I don't use the AR.
Because
just being outside, like, because we're just walking around the riverfront.
I played this and I wondered to myself, why did I never actually play Pokemon? Like, if I like this, why? Because I think I've had every, or Lindsay has every Pokemon game in existence.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't play them. I don't have an interest in
there
it.
There's a lot more that goes into an actual Pokemon game.
Oh, there are. This is for simple people like me. This is for simple people like me, your grandma, and that girl that you know. That likes to, like, listen to music and party, but she heard it was fun, so she downloaded it, and now she can't stop posting pictures of it. Or Zach Price, you could just be a complete hypocrite.
Stupid thing, I don't understand why anyone would play it.
I'll never play this. Found a Blastoise.
Yeah, nothing but, like,
are you kidding
seven
me?
Screenshots of stuff.
Zach Price found a Blastoise and a Kadabra, I think. And mm-hmm. I'm running around, I'm the goddamn Rat King, with Rattata's fall, literally raining down on me like Cobb salad.
Yeah, but so that's part of the reason why I don't know how much longevity this game will have. I know there are plans of bringing, because right now it's only the original 150.
Yeah, and there's no battling, other than gems, no trading.
Only the legendaries are going to be events, like special events. So, but they do have plans to add trading. They do have plans to add more generations worth of Pokemon as well. And I think that's going to be the big boom is when like another generation comes out, because then it's, cause like I said, like I went from the first 2 days of having it, of always having it open.
Yeah.
I would have it open, like, anytime I, like, when I got to the gas station, I would turn the app back on and see if there was anything around me. When I got to the store, I did a couple laps around here. I've walked to hatch eggs. Like, I'm constantly looking for stuff. But now I'm at the point where even some of the stuff that's popping up that's a little bit rare, I already have.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to put any time into training the Pokemon or doing any of the gym stuff, which is, it's kind of a neat thing. It's just not something that I'm going to try to do. So I'm at the point where it's just like, I haven't seen anything new. And eventually I think that's what's going to end up, unless, except for the times that, you know, for the social aspect of it strictly, which, not being like Michael Branham and Steven, and anytime you see someone looking at their phone, you playing Pokemon? Like, I'm not going to do that, but like the walk down for gaming grounds, I'm excited for that. Like,
yeah,
I'm excited.
That'd be fun.
I'm excited to go, like, you know, if
it'll be fun for you guys.
I'll let you hold my phone.
I'll tether. I'll have a hotspot for you.
Say, someone will have a
I bet you
hotspot.
Will.
But going at like, hey, let's all go to the zoo. Let's all go to the park and see what we can find. Like that kind of thing.
Let's all go to the lobby.
And get ourselves a drink.
Snacks. Oh, well.
I don't know. I don't know the words.
It's fine.
Stuff like that, like to do it with friends would be neat, but I don't see. And if everyone else has that, you know, hey, let's all just go pull out our phone, see what's downtown. Like then it could absolutely last a lot longer than I'm expecting.
There's a part where someone came into the store. Maybe it was today, maybe it was yesterday, but they just walked in the store and they were like, and maybe it was today, they were like, there's a Tangela here. And we all pull our phones out. And it was just some random person. We didn't really know him. We just pull our phones out and start looking. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. I was in Target and a guy was walking around his phone. And one of the employees asked him, are you on Pokemon Go? Yeah. There's a Meowth over that direction somewhere. So yeah, it's really cool that people are doing that. My problem with the game is if the social aspect dies off a little bit and we look at it as just a game, there's so many flaws. When the trading comes in, those people that, you know, have 17 Vaporeons are just going to be handing them out. It's one of those things, like, it's basically communism. Like, why should I work for anything when everyone's going to get the same stuff? And if that's not the definition of communism, Cody, Jesse, but yeah, that's the most frustrating part. I pick Squirtle. I have a Squirtle. I'm going to raise this Squirtle and turn him into a Blastoise eventually. No, I'm not. You know how hard it is to find a Squirtle? But I'll tell you what you can do.
Be happy with your Squirtle.
You can go sit down there at the bar and just catch a Blastoise randomly. That's what everyone else did.
I've been tripping over Bulbasaurs. I haven't seen a single Charmander, and I haven't been able to catch a Squirtle because the one time I did come across one, the app crashed.
Oh, yeah.
And then it disappeared by the time I could get it to reload.
It's frustrating, and it makes the game seem pointless. Mm-hmm. Like, again, Lindsay. Lindsay's the biggest Pokemon fan I know. She is, legitimately. She's a Pokemon nut. You should see the apartment and all of the dolls. Mm-hmm. So she desperately wants a Vaporeon more than anything. That's her favorite Pokemon. She can't find one. She's trying to raise up enough Eevees, you know, to get it and hopefully get the evolution, even though it is random internet. Yeah. Doesn't matter what you say. But I know people that have 8 Vaporeons they're just sitting on right now because they just, like you.
Nervously raises my hand because I...
Because they just find them randomly in places and capture them and they don't need them. But hell, I wanted it. Why not?
Yeah, there's a lot, but I mean, and granted, you know, to be fair, it is a new app.
Yeah.
It's only just come out. It's gonna be getting all sorts of support.
I hope so.
If Ingress is any sort of, like, that game started apparently pretty rough as well. And it's evolved to just like a fully pretty polished experience at this point from what I understand. I haven't actually played it yet, but.
I hope so, because I feel like if it does keep up, this is something you can build a community off of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, it'll bring us together until it separates us once Valor versus Mystic takes off. And like people start getting legitimate fist fights.
I did just see someone posted about like, did no one watch the first Pokemon or the Pokemon movie 2000? Where all of it's the legendary birds fighting and then Lugia has to come and stop them from destroying the world. It's unity. We all need to be together as one. That's actually pretty hilarious.
Have you seen the post that's like Michelle Obama tried to get kids to run outside for 8 years and then Pokemon Go did it?
Also, 1% of blacks are killed by police and 97% are killed by blacks.
Yeah, all those little sound bitey
stats
just like
stats.
I'm gonna use an app that has nothing to do with politics and I'm gonna make it political because Rush Limbaugh is the leader. People are stupid and I hate them. That's why I don't want to play Pokemon with them.
I hate people.
That's when we went downtown last night. We did a little bit of a, we just kind of wandered around downtown and we ended up at Coin Op.
Drinking.
And Calvin was like, so you want to, and he's, and because Michael Branham started talking to some people, and like other people were playing Pokemon, and it's like I don't care about these people. I don't. That's not what I. This is not the social part of it. I want to hang out with my friends.
What if they were wearing Valor Club shirts, though?
If they were wearing Valor Club shirts, then yeah, that's the kind of individual that I would probably.
Hey, you know what Valor Club is based off of? The Balor Club.
I know.
From WWE.
I got it.
So let's preview tomorrow's show for Pro Wrestling Unscripted, and then we got to get out of here.
There's going to be so much.
It's going to be a big show. Brock Lesnar won at UFC 200. What does that mean for him going into SummerSlam against Randy Orton is his named opponent?
Where Randy Orton will be shattered like glass.
We can only hope.
Not hope, but
we can
expect.
Only hope. WWE rips off TNA presenting the final deletion.
Who again, I will say multiple times, ripped off Lucha Underground.
Well, that's like the same argument of, well, the NWO... Okay, these guys ripped off the NWO. Yeah, but the NWO basically borrowed that from New Japan. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the thing that
it's
happened
just
there
no
first.
It's just somehow there are less people who know what New Japan is, so then, like, NWO was their
right.
first thing.
And
so.
Same thing with this. A lot of people who don't know Lucha Underground mm-hmm. saw Final Deletion and went, well, that's different.
Yeah.
You know? We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about, one of the things that absolutely baffles me. Next week for Raw, they've booked Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose for the title.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
A week, 2 weeks before Battleground where they fight again?
Very confused.
What's the point? We're going to bash that. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff tomorrow.
Also, TNA's Destination X was tonight.
We'll give the results.
Eddie Edwards versus Lashley in a all-or-nothing match. So Lashley could walk the X Division champion and heavyweight champion.
Which is insane.
Also, Eddie Edwards could do the same.
Yes, Lashley could.
Tomorrow night, NXT, Finn Balor versus Shinsuke Nakamura is going down.
It's
going
to be big.
Yeah, lots of stuff. Lots of news. Paul Heyman, Will Ospreay had a thing happen.
Stop it. My erection.
I know. It's so great.
So that'll be tomorrow on Pro Wrestling Unscripted, now that we're back in our normal schedule of shows. I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank Allie and Asa for being here, as always. And we'll see you tomorrow. Allie?
What?
Say goodbye.
Bye.